The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
And that's what people don't understand. Like, they're, oh, it's my choice. Like, if you want to get hammered in your own house, by all means, do it. You want to get hammered and go out and drive? Now you're impacting other people other than yourself. You're endangering people other than yourself. That's why that's illegal. It's perfectly legal to go and have 12 beers in your house and then sit on your couch. No one's making laws against that. It's when you drink 12 beers and then you go out, get behind the wheel and start driving. That's when it becomes dangerous. You get it, you dummies?
Listen, I'm not here to tell you what to do. That's your choice. But I'm going to ask you if you're going to go out in public to wear a damn mask. I don't think that's too much to ask. And, you know, yeah, that's my opinion. And I think you're an idiot if you don't do that. Sorry. You can think I'm an idiot for saying that.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
That's how America's supposed to work. We're back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, you can also get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At the producer, Nick. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you miss the first 2 hours, everybody's a little testy today. And I get it. I get it. It's, you know, none of this is fun, but, you know, we're all just trying to do the best we can. Somebody says Chris Paul greater than Isaiah. I could make that case.
I'd argue for that, too.
Yeah. And that doesn't mean Isaiah wasn't great. It really doesn't.
No.
And that's a problem with these conversations. It makes it sound like you're saying, oh, he wasn't that good. He was a great player. But when you start talking about the very best point guards, I start with Magic, and then I'll hear the argument for anybody else. To me, that's, you know, and you can make a pretty good case for, you can make a good case for Steph. And the thing is,
I mean,
Isaiah,
titles, MVPs, I mean, he was the league MVP.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, multiple time league MVP.
And a lot of times, because he was such a great scorer, Isaiah played off the ball. He didn't always play point guard. You mentioned Joe Dumars, who was, you know, that was, things were a little different then. I mean, both those guys handled the ball. Just like with the Celtics, when they had Ainge and Dennis Johnson in the backcourt, they were both point guards who also played off. So but as far as pure point guard goes, you know, I think Chris Paul's as good as we've seen in this generation in terms when he was at his best, as far as being a distributor of the ball first and a guy who could take over the game second. And, you know, Steph's a different character. Steph's a shooter. And whether that or not that makes one better than the other, that's what those arguments are for. And shout out to 346 who apologized. He's just lashing out because things suck right now. And I know they do. Been there. It's, you know, it's a rough freaking time for everybody. And it's not going to get any better. I mean, this is going to get worse. And so a couple of things just to pass on. Somebody tweeted us at USPS is always hiring. So retweeted that. And Sean sent me his information, so I'll tweet that out as well. And a couple people asked for Sean's information and emailed me. I'll be happy to email you that after the show, so just be patient. But I'll get all that information around, and we'll do our best to spread that around. And if you want that information, you can feel free to email me, fowler975@gmail.com. And I'm happy to pass on anything we can. That's, you know, believe it or not, we try to do some good around here. You know, it's, we do our best. I'll mention this one again, that still have the sequel to Jesus available to you. If you can't afford it right now and you just want something to read, or if you want to pay for it, I don't care. Just email me. I'll send it to you. And I'm going to do that through next Monday, and then I'm cutting it off because we've got to start getting it ready for real publishing. And, you know, said, if you just want something to read and can't afford it, just send me an email. I'll send you the information, and no questions asked, man. I don't, I just want to give people something to read. So we have another caller. I don't know the name. Nick, what? John. Okay, let's go to John.
Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm calling just to make a comment and also to find out some information. Fred, the live racing, horse racing, is probably not going to be no time this year. It's probably done for this year here in Houston, right?
Well, yeah, but they were, they basically canceled this year's meet. So, and there's no way to really reschedule it because you have Lone Star and Rotama that have a certain amount of dates. So, yeah, they're done until January when hopefully they'll be back. And maybe by then, you know, they'll be able to have fans in the seats again.
Yeah, one of my other comments is that Sam Houston Racetrack actually has an excellent buffet, excellent food. So that's one of those hidden.
That Winter Circle restaurant's terrific. And I've always said, and hopefully it'll be back at some point, but I've always said that's a great place to take a date and watch the races. I mean, they have really good food. It is a hidden gem. They got a nice buffet there if you want to do that. I don't know that I want to do buffets for a while, but you don't have to order the buffet. And they've got some... I mean, they've got these meatballs they make that are just fantastic. So, yeah, I'm glad you appreciate that. Somebody says you have to have Steve Nash in the best point guard ever. The guy was unbelievable, and the reason those Suns teams were good. Agreed, that's another guy you can make a case for. And, you know, behind Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
I won't hear.
Oh, the reason why I don't put Steve Nash in that conversation is because he didn't win any titles.
Yeah. And he was on some great teams, just never could get over the top. But somebody asked, Fred, are you hitting up the stock market now? I think this is a good time to get in and start grabbing some stocks that have really plummeted. I will probably put some money back into it, but the wife was pretty prescient about this. We took most of our money out and put it into land.
Oh, she's so much smarter than you.
Oh, I know. But she saw this coming. I think we you and I probably talked about it off air. She mentioned this like last summer that, hey, we need to start thinking about doing this because I think there's going to be another crash. And that, you know, now obviously maybe it doesn't happen if the Rona doesn't happen. But, you know, it saved us a bunch, no question. But, yeah, I think now if you have the wherewithal, it's a really good time to start going in. It's always best to buy them at their lowest.
Yep.
And it's probably not going to rebound to the point where it was, but it'll rebound enough that you should be okay. And for those of you who have it in your 401k, just ride it out. I mean, there's nothing you can do right now. And, you know, a lot of people have had to take their money out of there. And it's the worst possible time to do it, but, you know, you do what you have to in these situations. Did we have another caller, Nick? Oh, okay. So, Nick, what's going on?
Sports, gentlemen.
Sports, Nick.
All right, first, got to preface this by saying that in my early 40s, grew up in Cleveland, so I went through the drive, the shot, you know, wish Charles Nagy was a foot taller in World Series against the Marlins. Watching Jordan destroy my hopes and dreams time after time, my theory about why he left the game is because of Bo Jackson. Watching his competitive spirit over and over again, I just came to the belief that he couldn't take it, maybe, or couldn't take it that Bo at the time was considered to be the best pure athlete. And maybe he wanted to cross over to prove that he wasn't just the best basketball player in the world, that he was, in fact, the best athlete. And perhaps he hasn't admitted as such because he wasn't exactly a resounding success when he went to baseball. So that's my
well,
that's
my I'll say this, and again, the Bo argument, and I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen anyone as great of an athlete as Bo Jackson, but I mean, if Michael wanted to be on that level, that wasn't realistic, honestly, because Bo grew up playing these sports, and he was incredible at more than just the two sports that he ended up playing professionally. So, I don't think Michael thought for a minute that he could be a great success as a baseball player. I don't believe he thought that. I think it was something for him to do, and I think he was competitive and he wanted to do it. But from what I hear, like, his dad loved baseball. He wanted to prove to him, but I think Jordan probably also realized after about a week in the minor leagues that he was never going to be a great baseball player.
Yeah, and I think almost all of us from that era accept that that was a unofficial suspension, and he used that as an excuse.
Exactly.
And I think that won't come out in this thing because he's still controlling the narrative. But the difference between him and Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders, and let's throw Kyler Murray in there, those guys were all great baseball prospects in addition to being great at football. And that's why Deion was able to play both, and Bo Jackson. And if Kyler Murray wanted to play both, he probably could pull it off.
Probably.
But Jordan kind of came to it late. It would be like AJ deciding, okay, I'm going to take up MMA and I'm going to go fight in the UFC right away. And it's not realistic. It's kind of like Tebow trying to play baseball.
Yeah.
Because he played in high school. Well, I don't think he was really considered a great prospect. But those other guys could have gone to either sport. And that's the difference. And whether or not that makes them better athletes, do I think Kyler Murray's a better athlete than LeBron James because he can play baseball and LeBron can't? No, I don't. So you're calling MJ the Tim Tebow of baseball, LOL.
Tim Tebow might be better at baseball. Tim Tebow is better at baseball than Jordan was, honestly, from what I've seen.
Yeah. So, so the news that Nicolas Cage is going to play Joe Exotic, how would you feel about Jeff Bridges playing Doc Antle and Sam Elliott playing the reality show producer from Robert? We talked about this a little bit yesterday. I don't need a Joe Exotic show, but Jeff Bridges can play anything. He could play anyone. Jeff Bridges is amazing. I mean, I that guy I admire so much, and we were fortunate enough to interview him a few years ago. And I think my favorite part was him dropping a far out on us. You know, it was like the Lebowski telling us far out, man. So, but yeah, I don't need a movie about that or a series. I kind of feel like it was pretty good the way it was. Let's do one more call before we go to break. David, what's up?
Hey, sports, fellas.
Sports.
Hey, guys, real quick question. Well, first off, hey, thanks for doing the show. Long-time listener. It's got to be tough throwing content together day after day, hour after hour. Hey, thanks for the entertainment. Real quick question, though. What are the odds that Petita just threw like a money grab together with the Rockets with the signing of a Russell Westbrook and throwing them out there with James Harden, doing the whole small ball thing, and then throw a little added drama in there. D'Antoni, this will be D'Antoni's prove-it year. Just something I've always wondered about. Let's see what y'all thought about that.
I didn't really understand what the question was, Fred. What's he saying?
Yeah, Nick, do you know what he was getting at?
What he was telling me when I was call screening, he was asking, do you think he was just trying to sign a big name and a big star and Russell Westbrook just to sign the name, and he really doesn't care to win championships?
No, I think that he, because he had a big name in Chris Paul, I mean, maybe even a bigger name. Chris Paul might be a bigger. I don't know. They're close. I think that he thought Russell Westbrook would give. He knew that the Chris Paul experiment wasn't going to win a championship, and he thought that maybe the Russell Westbrook thing could. So, I mean, we talked before, the amount of guys, the number of guys you could have gotten for Chris Paul was a pretty short list. You know, I get trying to make a move. I just don't think it was going to work in the end.
Yeah, and we may never know, because next year those guys will be a year older. Who knows if they can keep what they have around them? And, you know, I don't know that I'm pretty sure they're not going to be back this year, but we'll see. All right, let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, you're happy to take some calls today. Let the people have a voice. Don't know if you saw this. We were talking about some guys might refuse to play. See what Kareem Jackson had to say today?
No.
Says, I just think for us, it doesn't make sense to play any games unless it's completely 100% safe for us to go out there. If there's any threat of us being able to get COVID-19 in any way and spread it to our families or anybody we're around, it just doesn't make sense. I think I heard them saying something about us playing with no fans and all that. That would be like practice. So in my opinion, that would suck. But just talking with some of the guys, it doesn't make sense to go play games unless it's 100% safe for us to go out there. I'll be honest, it's not going to be 100% safe, maybe ever. I mean, they're going to make it as safe as they can. And would it be like practice? I mean, I don't know. You're actually playing for something. But I get his concerns, certainly.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be the only one. I think there's going to be a lot of people who don't want to play. And then I think you're looking at teams who are put in a weird spot of, you know, what do we tell dudes? You're under contract, you've got to play. And then let's say someone gets sick in that locker room, now what? You're opened up to a lawsuit, right?
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure they'll tell guys if, you know, you don't want to play, you don't have to play. It's like a holdout. You don't get paid. And you know, I think there'll be players who are okay with that. But you know, I really don't feel like you can make a guy do this if he doesn't want to. So, but I also think it's unrealistic to say it needs to be 100% safe, because, you know, this is maybe forever. LMAO, come on, dude. Tell you what, when you get a vaccine, then you can tell me it's 100% safe. But there's no guarantee. All we hear is that, oh, there might be a vaccine. There's no guarantee with this thing. So, you know, LMAO yourself, dickweed. 409 says, trying to email you, but it's not going through. Maybe I have the wrong email address. Do you mind repeating it on air? And it's faour975@gmail.com. And like I said, I can get you some information. If you're interested in the staffing company, I can get you that information, or if you want either one, whatever. Just hit me up on an email, and I will I'll get with you sometime tonight after the show. I think I'm gonna it's taco night at the local bar, so I think I'm gonna wander over and pick up some tacos for Tuesday. After that, I will be happy to respond to all the emails. 713-780-ESPN. So is there somebody new across the dial?
610 apparently has a new afternoon show host. I've heard a couple of takes on this that there is a new guy there. I don't know if he's a permanent guy, but I can't get anyone to tell me who it was.
Hmm. Well, somebody will know. Hell, I would guess.
If, I mean, listen, if Lamont doesn't know, who's going to know? I mean, Lamont's the only dude I know who listens to every damn station all damn day. Yeah, I mean, he's the guy to know, and he doesn't know his name. He says some guy. Arkansas Milk and some guy.
Well, I do know that on my LinkedIn profile, I kept getting a thing about 610 afternoon host on there. That, you know, the whole jobs for you thing.
Yeah, I got some of those too.
It's kind of like, no, I don't think that one's for me. But good luck with that. Hey, we didn't mention this yesterday, but Don Shula passing away at 90.
Yeah.
Really, I don't know that he'll ever get. Well, I don't know. He was, hell, he won more games than anybody and had that undefeated season. It's just, I think at the end, and this is probably before your time, at the end what a lot of people remember is he couldn't win with Dan Marino. And, you know, I think a lot of people, that might have tainted the legacy just a little bit because the game started changing and he didn't really change with it. But,
yeah.
Although, I mean, Marino was just putting up sick numbers. But they couldn't win like that. They had to win with the Larry Zonkas and run the ball and Bob Greasy and stuff like that, which is all before most people's time. Josh says, happy belated 10-year. Can't believe it's been that long. Two job changes and starting our own business. You've been a part of each change. Glad you're still going strong.
Very
thanks,
good.
Man.
Who knows how much time we've got.
Huh?
Who knows how much more time we've got? I feel like I'm on the way out.
Yeah, I think we'll be okay. We'll be okay. It's just, right now, I mean, it just sucks, man. There's no way around it. This is not a great time. And, you know, I wish we could have celebrated with the people and had a real party and then sat around and drank all night, and it would have been a blast. And someday we'll do that again. But, I hope we last long enough to do that again with the people. And appreciate everybody who's listened. And there's so many people who reached out to me after we did that show Friday and about memories they have of the show and stupid arguments that we've gotten into and things like that. And, it's been a fun time. It really has. And, you know, now, I mean, hey, we're trying to have fun when we can with this, but you know, it's a messed up world right now. And, you know, we're doing the best we can. So, have you watched The Extraction yet?
No.
Well,
I'm still rewatching The Wire, Fred. I'm not starting something new.
Well, I mean, this is just like a hour and a half movie or maybe 2 hours. It's not that long. Extraction 2 is officially in the works at Netflix. Well, I mean, it's been so
great success. My guess, Extraction 2 will not do nearly as well as Extraction 1.
Probably not, but a projected 90 million households in the first 4 weeks.
Wow.
I mean, that's incredible. But the Russo brothers who did it and Chris Hemsworth Thor discussed the possibility of a follow-up film, saying that both a prequel and a sequel were on the table.
Okay.
And, I mean, no spoiler, really, but the ending is very ambiguous. So there's a lot of directions they can go with it, but you'll have to watch it so you'll understand. So I'm not going to get into talking about what happens, but it's possible they could do a prequel. It's possible that there will be a second one that's afterwards. And, you know, I wonder, the reason it won't be as successful is by the time they get it done and get it out, I mean, it's probably, 2 years down the road? And theoretically, we're not still on lockdown in 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's certain things that have really benefited from this, and I think that's one of them. I think the whole Tiger King thing was one of them. And, you know, apparently there's this Hot People show that, I don't know what it is, but everybody's been talking about it.
Oh,
that's benefited.
Like, the goal is for them to not have sex?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Too Hot to Handle, it's called.
Yeah, yeah. Nick, is that something you're...
I haven't watched it, but I want to watch it.
Well, that sounds like a you show. It sounds like something Nick would have watched already, too.
Yeah. Nick, have you watched it?
I haven't. No, I haven't. I need to check it out, but I haven't watched it. No.
What have you been watching?
I actually started The Extraction. I'm working on season 2 of Ozark because I still haven't seen season 3.
That's a good show.
Yeah, season 2 of Ozark not as good as season 1, but season 3 better than season 2.
What's the how's it rolling with your lady friend, Nick?
I mean, it's fine. I mean, I think we both do our part. It's not like we're out partying and stuff like that, you know. We practice.
You're not tired of each other yet?
Mm-mm.
Oh. So could she be Mrs. Sharara by the end of the
No, that's negative. Massive okay. No.
But maybe, you're saying.
Mm-mm. I think the dynamic that drives people crazy is the marriage status. And then you're stuck with them for like 23 out of 24 hours in the day, and you just want to, you just drive each other crazy. I don't see how people do it, honestly. I wouldn't want to be with my wife every single day. I just wouldn't. That's just me. That's probably why I'm not married. I would get aggravated very quickly.
Fair enough. Hey, we got to hit a break. On the other side, Fred, I've got something sort of sportsy. Sort of.
All right. But first, let me tell you about my man, Dr. Linville. And boy, the hair is really growing out now. And I'm surprised, to be honest with you, at just how different it looks and how much better I feel thanks to Dr. Linville. And I've talked about this before. It's like I was looking for something to do, or I was just going to shave it, and everything just kind of seemed phony, but not this. What he does is extract the individual follicles from the back of your head and transplants them to where you're thinning. So it's your hair. He's just moving it around. And the cool thing is, it works. I mean, it was July that I had it done. And now, I mean, I've got a mane going on, and I love it. And you can get it, too. It makes all the difference in the world. Just go to 975hair.com, and right now you can do a virtual consultation. They'll do it over the computer with you. They'll take a look and tell you what to do. And they'll be back in business very soon, and you can get it set up right now to go get it done. And especially if you're not going to go back to work for a while and you don't want people to know about it, then this is the perfect time. He just wants to help people like you, like me, and even himself. He had it done as well, and his hair looks fantastic. Get your virtual consultation today at 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com. Get your hair back.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And just to kind of follow up on what Nick was talking about being stuck with somebody all the time. Yeah, the thing is, like, it sucks. I mean, nobody wants to be around somebody 24/7. I don't care who you are. You just have to, like in our case, it probably helped a lot that we both traveled so much for so long, because we get time away from each other, and you need that. And now, yeah, I mean, she's still going to the office pretty much every day, so it's not really that much different. And, you know, when she wants to watch her stupid chick shows, I go upstairs and watch something else, and we just avoid each other. So, Robert said Extraction was a mindless shoot 'em up movie with no character depth, but then again, so was John Wick, and that has three movies. Yeah, you know what? Sometimes I like that. I don't always want to have to think. I don't want people throwing Westworld at me where I'm like, huh? So, let's get a call, and then we'll get to AJ's point. Richard, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, sports guys?
Sports, Richard.
Well, non-sports. But now I listen to y'all guys all the time. Just going back to the mask, because, I mean, like Fred made the point, you know, like wear your mask, do what you got to do, wash your hands, you know, blah, blah, be safe. I've been out of work for 7 weeks, quarantined, that whole thing, and then now I had to go back to work. and I'm forced to wear a mask like 9 hours a day moving furniture, which is very uncomfortable, very sweaty, and yet all the public are still coming in with no mask on. And I'm like, the purpose of this is to keep, I'm supposed to keep you safe with my mask on.
Right.
And they don't care wearing their mask. So why the hell should I wear a mask if you don't care, you know? But I'm forced to by my job to do so, and it's just, it's really
who's
just,
coming in? Who's coming in?
Silly that the public won't, they won't get on board and just wear a mask because I'm sitting there having to cater to them. And that's, I know that's part, I guess, part of the frustration, you know? It's like, get on board. Let's get on board, guys. Let's get this done. Anyways, I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I'm curious. So I'm curious what he means if, you know, the public coming in, like if he's moving furniture and like if these are customers. I mean, I'd love it if they would, if the companies would say, listen, you can't come in here without a mask.
Yeah, I and a lot of them are doing that, and yeah, that pisses people off. But the reality is, just, I mean, at some point, your company has to say, look, we're not going to serve you if you don't come in with a mask. And, you know, you can go pick stuff up, but we're not going to check you out. And I know that's hard to do because that's your business. But, you know, that, I mean, to me, it doesn't seem like it should be that difficult. And, yeah, if you're having to do that, it's like I've been watching, you know, these construction guys across the street are working out in the heat all day, and they have to wear those masks, and they can't be comfortable. But, you know, it's you do what you have to do. But unless everybody else gets on board, it's always going to be a little bit of an issue. All right, go ahead, Hoffman.
Our boy, the Mountain, is back in the news. Hafthor Bjornsson, the Mountain from Game of Thrones, he set a world record deadlifting. Did you see his deadlift?
Yes, I did.
1,104 pounds at his gym in Iceland. I mean, I don't know how many of you lift weights, but this is like, it's like me thinking of the most I could deadlift, and then, I mean, that would be like his warm up round. I don't like, or him doing it with one hand. I don't know how it would work. Apparently, the former world record holder Eddie Hall had some things to say about it. Said, absolutely no legitimate sport would acknowledge world records broken out of competition, and you are undermining the very sport you are claiming to champion. After saying that Bjornsson's entourage engages in bullying tactics. Said, I genuinely look forward to having my record broken and seeing what is possible. I think you were probably the man to do it. There's no denying that, and I'll still shake your hand afterwards and say, well done, if you do it under the appropriate conditions. Bjornsson responded by calling Hall an arrogant a-hole, and after breaking his record, called him out for a fight. And turns out, guess what? There was a company that came up and offered them both seven figures to fight, and they signed the deal. And now, September 2021, Las Vegas, the Mountain versus the Beast, Hafthor Bjornsson versus Eddie Hall, a boxing match, the heaviest boxing match in history, with a combined weight of 787 pounds.
You know what? I'm all in on that.
I mean, good golly.
Well, first off, I'm sure you saw the video. He did that easy, man.
Yeah.
And yeah, and he's not a half Thor. That guy's full on Thor. I mean, he's a badass, but I mean, I get that if it's not in a competition, should it count? You know, for what those guys do?
I get that too.
But
I that they want to fight about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it feels a little staged to me. I'm guessing somebody had already offered him money to fight. But, hey, I'm all in, man. I'd love to see that. You know what? Give him a year to train. And, I mean, those are some strong-ass dudes, man. I guarantee you I'm going under three rounds.
I mean, it's a – and there's still a pretty big size discrepancy because – Eddie Hall weighs 362. Bjornsson weighs 425. So the world's strongest man 2017 against the world's strongest man 2018. they're going to lace him up. I'm down with this.
I am too. I'm 100% for it. Count me in.
Will there be steroid testing?
Oh no, God no! You can't
I think
do
there
that.
Has to be if it's going to be a contested boxing match, like in a under a commissioned state.
Well, don't do it in a commissioned state then.
You're going to have it on the Indian reservation.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, you can't take roids out of them, man. That would ruin all the fun.
A couple deflated bodies in there.
Yeah. So somebody says Eddie Hall's been training for a while now. There's video of him boxing online. It's not good.
Listen, so. I mean, there are people of all shapes and sizes who can fight. Guys built like these guys typically are way down the list of guys who can fight. Are they super strong? Yes. Can they move nimbly at all? No.
No, they're going to wind up standing there and throw punches out at each other until somebody gets knocked out or they're both tired.
Yeah, they're both going to be tired and laying on each other. It's probably going to be a horrible fight, but I'll still watch it.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, I'm down. Somebody says you can't visit a restaurant and eat with a mask on. Why can't you just take a bandana and eat under your bandana? How hard is that?
Don't eat in the restaurant. Why are people so against eating at home?
Oh, I don't know. And hell, we know people who were like bragging about going out to restaurants all week.
Yeah.
And hey, that's great. That's your choice. But you know, if you got to take it off to eat or whatever, fine. But put it back on. And I don't know why people are just it's like you look for excuses not to do things. And you can't eat with a mask on. So don't wear a surgical mask. Put a bandana on and just lift it up and eat.
Or eat at home.
And if you got to drink your mixed drink with a straw, is that the worst thing in the world? The alcohol's at the bottom. It's going to get to you faster that way.
I want to use a straw anyway. Remember when we were in Vegas and like they're not giving out straws with drinks anymore? And I was saying, dude, give me a straw. I'm not trying to drink it. And that was before coronavirus. I wasn't trying to drink out of glasses in Vegas.
Well, my reasons are different. I have a giant nose that gets in the way of glasses. So I always.
How do you know that's like not my reason?
Because you don't have the beak that I have, Hoffman. Okay. You might have a lot going for you, but you can't outbeak me. I mean, I'm sorry.
There's probably true.
Way around. But somebody says Dada 5000 versus Kimbo Slice. All
it
over
could
again.
Very well be just that.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance it turns into that, or somebody gets knocked the bleep out. I mean, I'd rather see a sword fight. I'd rather see him be the mountain as opposed to just a boxing match. But I don't think you can legally do that because somebody might die. So Darnell says beer's cheaper at the home restaurant. There is that. You know, but I've been doing my best to support a lot of these local places by going, like, we're going to do it tonight. We're going to go pick up dinner and a couple drinks and bring them home. And if you can do that, that's great. But I will be wearing my mask when I walk over there and when I go in. And we did that the other day, and I think there were maybe 8 people that came through while we were there, and 4 of them had masks, and it was all the old people. Yeah. Eric says, my wife won't drink out of a glass, but we'll use silverware. WTF. What is she, like, spoon the drink?
That's odd. I don't think maybe he doesn't mean, like, she'll drink it with a spoon. I don't know.
All right, well, let's take a quick break. Come back, we'll have a little Hey Man Bleep That, and that'll put a wrap on another Tuesday show. Don't go anywhere, it's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Set your clock and grab your jocks!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is Late Hits.
Rob Manfred did exactly what we told you he was going to do. He was going to protect the Red Sox and leave the Astros to be the team that twisted in the wind and fed us a report with even more BS in it than the one they released on the Astros. Today, Major League Baseball told us one single rogue employee in the Red Sox organization was all they could find But ever cheating, the Red Sox did in 2018. And isn't it convenient, again, as predicted, Major League Baseball would release this report at the most opportune time for them.
Didn't I tell you that last week?
When the whole damn world is busy talking NFL draft. Oh, let's slide this puppy right in here. Nobody's gonna notice.
Late Hits with Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock. Weeknights from 7 to 9 on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One last segment to go on a Tuesday, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And we usually wrap up Tuesdays with a little "Hey Man, bleep that." So I have one, and I will start it off today. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Dick Vitale has joined several other people. He comes out against basketball and football games being played without fans. It says having football and basketball games without fans would like being given a gift such as a new Mercedes without an engine. Simply my feelings: no fans / no games. I actually have a column for Thursday about this, but ESPN did a poll, and basically 76% of the people said that, yeah, if it's safe for the players and the people working the game, I'm okay with no fans. 24% said they're not. Hey, 24%, what the hell? I mean, isn't having a game better than not having a game? Is it being able to watch on TV better than having nothing at all? I mean, I don't get, oh, well, without the fans there, guys, you can still get on Twitter and comment in real time like you do in games now. And, you know, it would still be a competition. We'd still get sports back. So, you guys, 24%, to you I say,
hey, man, f*** that.
Hey, did you read this story today about the state of Mississippi and how they've allocated their welfare funds in recent years?
I have not.
The state of Mississippi allowed tens of millions of dollars in federal anti-poverty funds to be used in ways that did little or nothing to help the poor, with two nonprofit groups instead using the money on lobbyists, football tickets, religious concerts, and fitness programs for state lawmakers.
Oh, boy.
According to the report released by the state auditors, there's two big names involved in this, Fred. The first big name, celebrity with Mississippi ties, can you guess? Brett Favre.
Oh, really? Okay.
A former NFL quarterback whose Favre Enterprises was paid $1.1 million by a nonprofit group that received the welfare funds. The payments were for speaking engagements that Mr. Favre did not attend. Now, that's bad enough. Here's where it gets really crazy. Other large sums went to a family of pro wrestlers whose flamboyant patriarch earned national fame performing as the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. So Ted DiBiase and Brett Favre have been getting all of Mississippi, not all of it, but a good chunk of Mississippi's welfare funds over recent years. How great is that?
Those guys need every dollar.
They needed it badly. The Million Dollar Man was very poor. About $94 million was questioned by state auditors, meaning the money was all in likelihood misspent or the auditors could not verify that it had been spent legally. So that's of the $98 million they got, 94 of it was spent illegally. To that I say,
hey, man. That.
I mean, really? We're giving the Million Dollar Man more money?
Well, you know what? Being a millionaire is not what it used to be, AJ.
I guess not.
He needs to be the Billion Dollar Man. Nick, you got anything you wish to share?
I mean, I was going to do the Brett Favre appearances, but I'll just do the Rockets. The Rockets. I mean, I saw a report that the Rockets might be pursuing Coach Tibbs, and I just think that's a terrible idea. I don't know how James Harden will mesh with a guy like Coach Tibbs, even though I have respect for a guy like Coach Tibbs. I just think that's just a really bad idea. So,
well, isn't maybe the move at some point to just say, you know, maybe we can't build this team based on what James Harden wants?
Yeah, it's just so – I agree. Because maybe you have to earn your right at some point to where you absolutely dictate everything. I guess Harden has earned it in a sense because of his skill set, but he hasn't earned it in the sense of, you know, being close enough to a championship or a championship.
I don't have a problem with guys like LeBron or Kevin Durant or Kawhi having some sort of a say in who their coach is. I don't know that James Harden hasn't earned that. I mean, to me, James Harden, they've got to figure out a system that will push him to be better. D'Antoni's system, which is a player-friendly thing. Everybody knows D'Antoni's a player-friendly guy. And everybody knows Tom Thibodeau's not a player-friendly coach. He's he's going to work guys. He's going to make guys focus on defense. Does that sound like a bad thing?
Not to me. Not to me. And I mentioned this on the suspects earlier today. I mean, at some point you have to realize, you know, James Harden has had two respectable coaches, or at least one, you know, Kevin McHale and Mike D'Antoni. And now he's had his third star in Russell Westbrook after having, you know, Dwight Howard and Chris Paul. So at some point you kind of have to put, not necessarily blame, but there's got to be some accountability in terms of whether or not, you know, we should allow him to have his way all the time, and whether or not he should be the number one guy on any team. Maybe he's not the number one piece. You know.
All right, guys, we've had a full show here. I think what we've really, all the discussion we've had today, there's one final question that must be answered. Who is you guys' team in the Korean baseball organization? Nick, I'll let you go first.
I don't have one. I'll come back with one on Thursday.
What?
I'll have the shirt and the jersey and.
No, you won't. That'll take 45 days, bro.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, Amazon you ain't having that on Thursday.
Yeah. Are you gonna get a jersey?
I'm not gonna get a jersey. I think I am gonna get a hat though. I'm a
grown
man.
Hats are kind of your thing, so.
Yeah, I don't really wear jerseys. What about
here's
you, Fred?
You know,
have you made a decision?
I have not, but I'm leaning dinos with everybody else.
Okay.
So I can be part of the team. But here's a thought for you. Our buddy Craig Shelton's making those custom masks. I bet he could make you a dino mask.
NC Dino's mask.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I guess I better reach out to him.
Just a thought. I've ordered three from him. I got a couple of UH ones coming, and I have a Team Canada one coming for the wife.
All right.
So.
Well, I guess I've got to reach out.
All right, Glenn Davis next with Soccer Matters. Is that correct?
Yeah, right. Tuesday night.
Stick around and listen to Glenn. He always does a great job. That's going to wrap it up. Really good job, Nick. Appreciate you as always. Great job, Hoffman. I suck today, but you know what? We'll be back tomorrow and do it again. Till then, stay Rona-free, bitches.